4 o'clock hour. They just started NFL Live on ESPN with breaking news. But the breaking news is that Tua Tagovailoa clears concussion protocol and will start Sunday versus the Cardinals. They were showing a stat on ESPN. Mike McDaniel, 20-12 when Tua starts, 2-6 when he doesn't. And Solana and I were just talking during the commercial break. Everyone is picking the Dolphins. Everyone. Lee Sterling did. Rob Pizzola did. I read your predictions from the Sun Sentinel yesterday. Chris Perkins, David Fiorones, Dave Hyde. Everyone I've seen is picking the Dolphins. As am I. But I did see Dolphins just made some moves. They emailed out a press release. They have signed wide receiver D. Eskridge to the active roster.
All right.
Off the practice squad.
Making moves.
They place Tyler Huntley on injured reserve.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. And they signed defensive tackle Matt Dickerson to the practice squad.
Let's go.
Things are happening, man.
We got D. We got Dickerson. We got action.
We got action, Jack. So they're talking about it still on NFL Live right now. Like, Tua is the story right now nationally. Clears concussion protocol. Will start. They write on the graphic, after full practice Thursday, he met with neurological consultant. And we told you earlier, Mike McDaniel said in his press conference today, there was not a single neurologist who suggested Tua retires from football. So that's done. Like, that's over and done with. Before we get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, our Dave and Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We have a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and Heat basketball, Panthers hockey, Inter Miami. You can watch the MLS playoffs there tonight. If you want to enter to win the $250 gift card to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can win it right there. Crowder is with us for some of today's show, is not with us for other parts of today's show, and that's because he has a very special project he's working on today with the Pivot Podcast and Fred Taylor and Ryan Clark. We'll let you know as soon as we can let you know what that's all about. First, though, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, Hawk. So, yes, Tua cleared concussion protocol. Tyreek did not practice today or was not seen in practice, but Mike McDaniel, he feels good about Tyreek and Waddle playing on Sunday. So, I guess you could just make the assumption no reason for Tyreek to put any extra strain on his foot, right?
Right, and he doesn't need extra, I don't think, timing, you know, with Tua. They seem to have a pretty good relationship heading into it, so I don't know. I hope I'm not just doing the wishful thinking thing, but I really do feel like you're going to see Tua throwing for over 300 yards. I think you'll see several in-the-air touchdowns. I just feel like you'll quickly remember why Tua got the extension, Mike McDaniel got the extension, Tyreek got the extension, Jalen Waddle got the extension. Like, I hope on Sunday you'll remember why all that stuff happened, because it's been very easy to forget it all and question it all over the last four games.
Yeah, which I have, by the way, and I know we spent a lot of the show yesterday arguing expectations and whatnot, but Hawk, I just hope you're right, more so because I miss the Dolphins being fun.
Yeah.
Last year, even though it didn't end right, it didn't. That was the most fun I've had watching a Dolphins season in my life. Literally, in my life. And I'm 30 years old, so I miss Dan Marino.
David Fiorones of the Sun Sentinel had tweeted out yesterday, what if they don't win? Because then you've got real problems. If Tua's back, he's healthy. Look, he's not hobbling back, you know, quickly after a injury that should have kept him out, you know, 3 weeks, and he's back after two. Like, he's healthy. He's been fine. I don't want to think about the alternative. I don't want to think about them losing on Sunday or looking terrible.
The injury report is out, by the way. We know this already, but Kader Kohou is out with a neck injury. Mm-hmm. Zach Sealer's out. He has an orbital bone fracture, so he's out. Got poked in the eye. Storm Duck is doubtful with an ankle injury. And then Tyreek is listed as questionable. Tua is listed as questionable, but that's because he's coming off IR. We know he's going to play. And then everybody else who's on the injury report was a full participant and is going to play. That includes Liam Eikenberg. Javon Holland looks like he's going to play. Hawk as well. Ogba, I know, had been limited throughout practice. Looks like he's going to play. Jalen Waddle as well. And as you mentioned, Tyler Huntley moved to IR. So he is not going to be available for the next 4 weeks. So it's either going to be Skylar Thompson or, I guess, Tim Boyle as Tua Tagovailoa's backup.
Now, what will you be watching tonight? Inter-Miami playoffs or the World Series?
Inter-Miami, no doubt about it. 100%.
I know you can listen to it on the radio here. The game is on 560 QAM. Where does one watch it tonight?
I believe Apple TV, right, Jimmy?
Yes, Apple TV, if you have a season pass.
Yeah.
Mm. But if I don't have Apple TV, where can I watch this?
Those games might be on.
That's what I thought, maybe FS1 or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. I have Apple TV, so I never have to worry about it, but I'll find out for you. Yeah, I feel like these playoff games are normally like on national TV.
Nah, it says on the CBS Sports app ATV, which I'm guessing is Apple TV.
Apple TV, yeah.
Well, maybe I can come over. You in your new house?
I am. Yeah, you want to come over?
You're in there officially, like full-time?
Full-time. Full-time.
Are you enjoying it?
It's cool. It's cool. I don't like the mortgage payments, but other than that...
You have a lot of work to do in the house? Are you a handyman? You have a toolkit?
All right, so here's... I'm glad you asked. I'll send you a picture, by the way, if you want.
I'm all right.
So we get in there, and second day we're there, the ice machine stops working.
Mm.
It's like, huh. Well, this wasn't part of the deal. Like, what the hell?
Right.
Well, guess what? I fixed it. I fixed the
you
ice
did?
Machine. I did. I fixed it. I fixed
What'd you
it.
Do?
I don't know, but I fixed it. Oh. I took out the ice box, and I kind of just gave it a couple...
Jiggled it?
Taps, jiggled it a little. I talked to it. Like, come on. Come on.
Right.
Like, you have one function, bro. Make ice.
And it came back?
It came back.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Proud of that one. Uh-huh. And then we, you know, all the baseboards, took out the old ones, put in the new ones, painted as well.
You put in the baseboards?
No, I paid somebody to do it.
I'm just checking.
Yeah. I have another friend who just bought a house as well. It's the bachelor that we were at his bachelor party in Asheville. This jackass who took me to Asheville as a catastrophic storm was happening. He just bought a house same week as me. We closed on the same day almost. And he's sending me pictures constantly of his house being torn up. He's doing all the work. I'm like, you sucker. That sounds miserable, man.
Yeah, that's for suckers.
Sucker.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, we understand you're on Dolphins radio, but damn, you're a blowhard. Yeah, I'm not on Dolphins radio.
Nope.
We don't have a partnership with the Dolphins. We don't even air the games. They left us. If anything, we have a bad relationship with the Dolphins. We literally have a bad relationship with the team. But that's what happens. People go, oh, you're in bed with the show. You're a spokespiece for the team. No, we don't air the games. We used to. They left us. So we have a bad relationship. If the Dolphins emailed me or texted me asking me to say something about them positive, I would throw my phone in the pool. So no, I don't work for the Dolphin station. I'm a blowhard, but not because I work for the Dolphin station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. How could anybody listen to this show for the past week and think we're tailoring to the Dolphins?
I mean, we literally killed you yesterday. You did an entire show on how Tua stinks.
No, but I didn't do that.
Well, okay. You kind of did.
I hope they win, bro. I do.
I'm a Dolphins fan, yeah. But I'm a Tua fan. I was very clear about that last couple of seasons. I am a Tua fan.
Plus, what you're saying isn't... it's not like the team was trash last year. They paid Tua, and you're going, hey, I think they're going to be good tomorrow, and it's a crazy statement. I mean, what you're saying isn't wrong.
They made the playoffs 2 seasons in a row. They have some of the best offensive stats right. that you'll find in the NFL. It's not crazy.
Yeah.
There's a reason that the Dolphins, after the last 4 games, are favored by 4.5 points over Arizona.
Yeah.
Not because I'm a blowhard.
So, again, you're betting Dolphins a cover, 4.5?
So, here's the thing.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm probably going to buy it up. I think I'm going to buy it up to like Dolphins -7.
Stop.
I am.
This has Jason Sanders for the win written all over it, man. It does. 17
Dolphins -7 is +135.
19-16, 17-14. Jason Sanders for the win written all over it.
No. They cannot end Sunday with 16 points. Or 19 points. They cannot.
I really wouldn't care, though. Like, just get the victory. To me, that's all that matters. Just get the victory. Figure out a way to win. Did you see that the Dolphins, I was reading in the Herald, Barry Jackson, had pointed out that season ticket holders for the Finns, they were informed by the Dolphins that next year the team is going to play a game outside of the U.S. That's going to be a home game, though. So AFC East teams next year are supposed to play 9 home games, 8 away games. The Dolphins are only going to get 8 home games and 1 preseason game in 2025 at Hard Rock Stadium because they're going to end up playing some sort of international game. We don't know where right. yet. We don't know.
Czechoslovakia.
That would be fascinating. If the Dolphins played in Czechoslovakia.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely fascinating. I know Barry Jackson had pointed out that España is a strong possibility because we found out in February from Roger Goodell that there's going to be a game played in Spain at the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium where Real Madrid plays. That's Jimmy's favorite team. Come on, Jimmy. Give me some love. Come on. Yeah. And it could be there, Hawk. But again, we don't know. We'll find out.
Somebody texts in that Solana, I believe this game is free on Apple TV. Could it possibly be free on Apple TV?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, it's free. I looked it up right now.
Even if I don't have Apple TV?
Correct.
Hmm. So I don't have an Apple TV subscription and I don't have the MLS pass. You're telling me I can log in to Apple TV and watch that soccer show too? with the guy?
What guy?
Yeah, that guy, the funny guy.
Do you have an Apple TV box in your home? Like the box?
You don't need an Apple TV box. You just need a subscription. It's like any streaming service.
I know you don't, but I'm asking you, do you have an Apple TV box in your home?
No.
Okay.
Why would I have an Apple TV box?
Because if you have the Apple TV box, it already comes with the Apple TV subscription.
Right, but why would I have an Apple TV box?
I have an Apple TV box.
Well, you're an idiot.
It's like having a Fire Stick or whatever the other one is. It's just
yeah,
like,
I know what it is.
Roku.
Okay. Yeah, Roku.
I mean, but why wouldn't you just have a smart TV?
I do have a smart TV, but the apps function quicker on an Apple TV box. They just do.
Oh, stop it. You're like 1.5 minutes behind everything I see on television.
It's not about the speed or the quickness of what I'm watching. It's about the actual functionality of clicking through apps. So when I have a smart TV, I'm using it right now because I lost my Apple TV remote. I have YouTube TV or Netflix or Amazon Prime last night. It buffers. But having the Apple TV box is literally like your phone on your TV. It functions quicker. Just a better experience.
No. You're using the same internet service, whether it's the Apple TV box or your smart TV. So if it's buffering on your smart TV, it's buffering on the box.
Okay. And you think Czechoslovakia is still a country?
Ends up.
Hey, did you see the Rams game, how it ended last night? The Rams won. This Cooper Kupp, I benched him in fantasy. Of course, he goes
ridiculous
off.
Ridiculous face mask.
The face mask. Huck, how did the ref not see that?
He's staring at it. It's not that he didn't see it. He saw it.
He saw it.
Just didn't call it.
Yeah.
Just didn't call it. There's no way he didn't see it. He's staring at it.
Crazy, man. Just crazy. Hey, but the Vikings, coming back down to earth.
Yeah, they lost. I saw some meme. It was like, 5-0, and then you're 5-2 within the span of 4 days.
30-20 was your final score last night. The Panthers did beat the Rangers yesterday. They play the Islanders tomorrow at 7 p.m. You can hear that game on 96.5 FM HD2.
Man, that streaming service you have really is buffering if you're seeing Pele.
The Miami Heat, they play Charlotte.
Somebody texts
tomorrow.
In, Czechoslovakia no longer exists. What?
No.
You don't say.
Way to hammer it home, Jimmy.
Yeah. You see how many people are upset Wednesday night? I saw all the tweets coming in about not being able to find the Heat game because...
I didn't understand that. I had no problem watching it.
Well, this is what I want to get to. You call me a dummy. You're kind of a dummy, if we're being 100% honest. Because
what did I do?
You must pay like $10,000 for your Xfinity subscription.
Well, who's the dummy, me or Odyssey, for paying me all this money that allows me to do that?
Because this is what happened with me and my Xfinity subscription during the summer. Remember, Bally at the time, now FanDuel Sports Network, Bally and Comcast or Xfinity had some sort of falling out. So I couldn't watch the Marlins game for like 3 months. Then they mended ties. And
mended ties?
They came to an agreement.
You mend fences. You don't mend ties.
Well, I mend other things. But they upgraded, or they were going to make you upgrade.
I'm going to make a montage of all the phrases you get wrong. Because you had another one yesterday. You know what it was.
Yeah. They made you upgrade to like the premium channels in order to have access to Bally. But it's like another $70 or more.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Because I couldn't watch, even though I had Bally at first.
That's because you have a bad Apple box.
No, man. I had Bally. I had it. I was able to watch Marlins, Panthers, Heat last year. Then I didn't have it. And then they mended ties or fences or whatever the hell they mended. And then I didn't have Bally again.
Well, I have it. I had no problem watching the Heat game Wednesday.
All right. So now I got to get a subscription to Bally if I want to watch the Heat or the Marlins.
Well, don't get a subscription to Bally because they're out of business.
FanDuel, whatever. FanDuel Sports Network.
I even said into the remote, I was like, I wonder if they have this set up yet or not. FanDuel Network Sports Sun Basketball Heat. I wanted to make sure that it knew what I was talking about. Went right to it.
Well, the Heat play Charlotte tomorrow, 7 p.m. Josh Richardson did practice today.
Get a Roku box if you want a box. Like, get a Roku, not the Apple TV.
I had Fire Stick for a long time. Everybody told me, get the Fire,
Fire
Stick.
Stick
get the Fire
stinks.
Stick stinks. Sucks. Just sucks. Yeah.
Jeff Bezos doesn't know what he's doing.
Sunday, by the way, the Dwayne Wade statue is unveiled at the Kaseya Center.
All right. You're going to that, right?
I will be there. Yes. Yeah, I think Dwayne Wade's going to... He's going to talk to the media after. So I will be there. And then Monday, the Heat are back at home. They play the Pistons. There will be a big halftime ceremony with Dwayne Wade Boulevard, which has finally been...
I saw the street sign is finally up.
Yeah, it's already been installed over there. Finally. Took what? Like 6 years? 2018?
Probably a speed trap. That would be a funny troll. Just make it a giant speed trap.
You have to go to Utah to pay the ticket too.
Yeah. Enjoy Utah, D-Wade. Your street's a speed trap.
So that's going to happen on Sunday. World Series begins tonight. Hawk, are you going to watch the World Series or are you going to watch Inter-Miami?
What am I going to watch tonight? I'd like to watch Inter-Miami, but I have my doubts that I can just flip on Apple TV without a subscription and watch it.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right. I think you're going to be able to do it.
That's what I'll watch then.
Yeah. If not, go out, buy an Apple TV box, and you'll be good. I promise. You'll be good. And
I ordered that air fryer. I talked to David. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday morning, 10:30 in the morning. He told me about the air fryer. We're on FaceTime. I get off the phone with him. I order one on Amazon. I go, which one should I get? He goes, get Ninja and whatever the biggest, you know, one is.
Yeah.
I go on Amazon. I order it. 11 a.m. Was here at 3.
Crazy.
You can't make money doing that. This Jeff Bezos is going to go right out of business.
I don't know what they're doing, man. It's crazy. I have an Amazon warehouse a mile from my house. It's delightful.
Oh, you get stuff in 10 minutes.
Crazy.
Send it over on a drone.
Well, that's all happening tonight. Finally, we were talking about pickles earlier, Hawk. I know you don't like pickles. Jimmy John's, or as my dad calls it, Jimmy Jones.
How's he enjoying Uruguay?
I don't know. When he's in Uruguay, he doesn't answer my texts, doesn't answer my calls.
Gotcha. Yeah. So he's having a good time?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. They now have a pickle witch. That's a sandwich made out of a pickle. It contains typical sub ingredients, but it's sandwiched between a giant dill pickle instead of bread.
Yeah, ridiculous. You go order that thing, you should have your head examined.
Sounds fire. Really does.
Have your citizenship revoked.
Jeez. Your weather, it's sponsored by the Demesman.
That's where I would station ICE agents. Station them all at Jimmy John's. Whoever orders the pickle witch, get them right out of here.
Yeah, somebody saying YouTube TV doesn't have an agreement with FanDuel or Bally. I mean, Jimmy for 6 months has been advocating. I joined YouTube TV. Oh, it's the best. It's the best. It's the best. I go. I get a new house. I get a new TV. I get a YouTube TV subscription. Can't watch the Heat games.
But I told you that already.
Way to go, Jimmy.
I told you that.
Can't watch the Heat
games. No one could hear you over the fan.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. It's like 80 degrees, going to be in the low 70s tonight. Hawk, that is your weather.
Rozier throws, Langham, he's got it, into the end zone, touchdown, it's a touchdown, Darryl Langham at the pylon on the right side of the end zone, 23 magical yards. Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game. There's pandemonium at the Doak.
Hawk and Crowder.
Interesting thing going on with the music today. Because normally on Fridays, Solana kind of strong arms Jimmy, and he does all Latin music. And today it's been rock and roll, man. Metallica, AC/DC, now Guns N' Roses. I like when Jimmy flexes a little bit. Makes me happy. Before we continue, Gulfstream Park, you know, you're looking for a little fun this weekend. May I give you a suggestion? A little Gulfstream Park, horse racing, casino gambling, great restaurants. There's live racing on the weekends, Fridays through Sundays. Then they have simulcast every day during the week. Watch the races. Weather will be nice this weekend. Stand on the rail or get some reserved seats. Or you can watch in the Carousel Club, have a couple of drinks, enjoy the nice vibe in there. Watch the races while dining at 10 Palms and enjoying a great view of the track. We went last month, my wife and I and the Ticket Wizard and his wife, Mrs. Wizard. We went to 10 Palms. We had a nice buffet lunch and watched the races and bet on some horses. We had the time of our lives, man. By the way, a couple of notes. Gulfstream Parks, their wall calendar, their annual wall calendar giveaway is December 6th and 7th. Every race fan needs the Gulfstream Park calendar, December 6th and 7th. And speaking of December, you can host your holiday party at Gulfstream Park. They have a variety of event spaces and professional catering services to meet all your party needs. Get all the details on all the events going on at Gulfstream, all the party info, daily race entries as well. Get it all at GulfstreamPark.com. You didn't know Ticket Wizard's wife was Mrs. Wizard?
Yeah, that caught me off guard. Is that that's how she goes, Mrs. Wizard?
Sure, Mrs. Wizard. Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I did see Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweet out regarding Zach Sealer. Sealer screamed when it happened, understandably. You break your orbital.
Man.
That's got to be painful. You know who had a broken orbital? Aronde.
Did he?
Aronde missed an entire season with the Cowboys because that it was the worst pain he ever experienced in his life.
Man. What up?
Well, imagine breaking your eye bone.
Yeah. Oh, is he eating and like a fork hit him in the eye? Like what happened there?
Well, that seemed kind of rude towards Aronde. You see Syracuse, his son, OG Jr. Whoa.
I didn't watch the game. I was following along and I saw like in a matter of, I don't know, 17 game seconds, they were down 17 to nothing, three pick sixes, something like that. Like just a ridiculous, ridiculous set of circumstances led to them just getting blown out. Good over there.
The wire got under the little roller on my chair.
For a second, you look like Crowder looking for a tooth. I'm like, oh, man, did Hawk just lose his tooth?
I don't want to roll up on the wire here. By the way, confirmation from Chris Whittingham from Apple TV. First round is free.
Nice.
So if you want to watch Inter Miami tonight. Now, again, you can listen to it here on 560, but if you want to watch it on Apple TV, you do not need a subscription.
Nice.
Ticket Wizard texting me, and oh, what a wizard she is.
Mrs. Wizard.
Mrs. Wizard. It's so weird, though, with the Dolphins going back to the Zach Sealer injury. They have an injury problem. And I don't know. I'd have to look around the league, but they have. And this seems to be longstanding, right? We seem to face this every season. And it goes back to the Chris Greer argument and roster construction and relying maybe too much on older players when it comes to like a Teron Armstead or an Odell Beckham. But they just seem to be snake bit with weird injuries like the Zach Sealer thing. Obviously, it happened during practice. I don't know if there's an answer to it. I don't know what it is.
Even the Tua thing, though, Hawk, where I mean, players get concussions all the time. But they finally find a quarterback. Over 20 years, they've been searching. They finally find a quarterback who is good. And you feel like you can build around. But every time he seems to get a big hit, he goes down. And it's like this scary, traumatic event. Like, it's unorthodox. But, of course, with the Dolphins, it seems like everything is.
Man, it is going to be... I mean, keep your fingers crossed that Tua can remain healthy.
Yeah.
Keep your fingers crossed. You realize we are one injury away from having, I think, one of the more disappointing seasons in Miami history.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations on this Dolphins team were high, no?
We were talking Super Bowl, AFC title game, or bust.
I mean, the window, we talk about the window. There's a reason that you give Tua of the extension and Tyreek and Mike McDaniel. It's because you believe you have everything in place. And so now, let's go for it. That window doesn't last very long.
It was this year, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Very interesting turn of events. Well, anyway, the Dolphins, they are 4.5-point favorites Sunday over Arizona. That'll be at Hard Rock Stadium. If you want to know the lines for the other NFL games this weekend, Tampa Bay Sunday, 2.5-point dog at home to the Falcons. Baker Mayfield has no one to throw to.
Nobody.
I don't think I can bet Tampa, and I love betting on Tampa. I don't think I can bet them.
Yeah, I was looking up their depth chart to see, like, who Baker Mayfield's going to throw to, and it's a couple guys. I mean, I don't follow the Bucks, but it's a couple guys I've never heard of. Trey Murphy, just guys you've never heard of.
Baker Mayfield rushing over-under, though, because I love to bet that every week, is up to 19.5.
He's gonna,
12.5 the other night.
He's going to take off. He's going to take off a ton.
Cleveland Browns, they stunk without Deshaun. They'll probably stink. I mean, they stunk with him. They'll probably stink without him. Mm-hmm. They are 8.5-point underdogs at home.
Wow.
To Baltimore. Makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 4-point underdogs at home to Green Bay.
Makes sense.
I kind of like Jackson that game.
Stop.
They're a late season team. They always seem to put it together late.
Do they?
Yep.
Or are they just bad?
Houston is a 5-point favorite over the Colts. Boy, there's a lot of, because they're at home, but there's a lot of home dogs. New England. 7-point dog at home to the Jets. You ever going to lay 7 with the Jets on the road?
Nope.
Even against New England?
Nope.
I think I am. Bengals, 2.5-point favorites at home over the Eagles.
They're dogs at home, the Bengals?
Oh, 2.5-point favorites.
Gotcha.
Over the Eagles. Detroit Lions, 11.5-point favorites hosting Tennessee.
They're good, though, man. And we saw Tennessee here. I mean, they beat the Dolphins without Tua. That team's not any good. They're just not.
Seattle Seahawks, 3-point dogs at home hosting Buffalo.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Chargers, 7-point favorites, hosting New Orleans. Denver and Bo Nix, 11-point favorites over your guy Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
Again, this game just doesn't count. Nobody's healthy for the Panthers.
No Andy Dalton is what you're saying.
No, Bryce Young is going to turn it on. But no, he has nobody to throw to, Hawk. He has nobody to throw to.
Washington Commanders, 3-point dogs at home hosting the Bears.
So I saw Jaden Daniels is questionable for the game. They don't know if he's going to play. Yeah.
The Vegas Raiders, 9.5-point dogs at home.
Oh, my God.
Hosting Kansas City.
Crazy.
Crazy how many home dogs there are.
I kind of like that one, too. KC. Undefeated right now.
Just seems like everything's going their way. And then the night game Sunday, the Niners, 4-point dogs, 4-point favorites, excuse me, hosting Dallas. Lee Sterling loves the Cowboys getting the points there.
Yeah.
And Monday night, Russell Wilson and the Steelers, 6-point favorites hosting the New York Football Giants.
Looks like Russ is the starter there, Hawk. It looks
Danger
like
Russ.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
They're kicking it on third down.
Who's out there? Thomas or Maurer?
Thomas.
8 of 9 in his field goals. His long one, 40. This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Missed it to the right.
Hawk and Crowder.